Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hi everyone, welcome to Schools In.
We are from Young Primary School.
Our school is on the Melba Highway, just out of Cold Street.
Hi, my name is Felicity. Most people call me Flick. I'm in grade 6 and I have been at Ewing for 6 years, which seems like a long time. At the end of this year, I'll be leaving to go into secondary school, and that's a bit sad, but also exciting. On to you now, Bailey.
My name is Bailey. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in grade 5. I'm not a school captain yet. That will happen next year, but I still have responsibilities. I love doing flips on the trampoline. Luckily, I haven't broken anything yet.
My name is Kipton. This is my very first time on Yarra Valley FM. I'm 8 years old and in grade 3. My favourite colour is red. I was born in New South Wales. Our family lived in Queensland for a while before moving to Victoria. We have travelled to New Zealand, Fiji and South Australia.
Being in grade 6 has a lot of responsibilities. We set up and lead assembly each Friday morning, help around the school at the end of lunchtime when it's hot. We're allowed to have icy poles, which the parent club provide for us. The grade 6s are required to give them out. We are very lucky that we don't have to pay for icy poles. We have more responsibilities and need to set a good example for the younger students. We also meet and greet special visitors to the school. This term, Steph Kay and myself are school captains.
This year I went kayaking for the first time. I've waited so long to go kayaking, and the wait was worth it. When we arrived at Lindale Lake, we were given life jackets and helmets. Then we were all given a paddle and were allowed to get into a kayak. That was at the water's edge. And then we started paddling around the lake. Brody was being a bit silly and fell in the water. I can't wait to go again next year. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Captain.
Well, Bailey, I've played soccer and football, NRL and AFL. I have my red belt in karate. I like to play with Hot Wheels cars and my brother and drive go-karts at Karting Madness.
So what's your favourite sport, Captain?
I really like karate the best, Flick.
We would like to tell you more about our school now, because we are celebrating a very important birthday.
This year, our school is turning 50 years old. Please pass this information on to anyone that may have been a student at Ewing Primary School. You can check out our Facebook page and new website that is still working in progress for information about what's going on over the years.
If anyone has any old photos they could lend to the school, we would like to be able to scan them and add them to our collection. Also, if you have any memories that they would like to share with us, maybe there will be another book published one day.
Before we go today, we will give you our contact details. Make sure you have a pen and paper ready to write down that information at the end of today's show.
Thank you, Captain.
Now on to stories about our school.
The original Ewing Primary School opened in 1869.
A school room 18 feet by 30 feet by 10 feet and attached teachers' houses were built by the public subscription.
It was built on land that was donated by Mr. David Watts and Mr. W. D. Peary. And in October 1869, the school opened with an enrollment of 24 children.
Henry Ellis was the head teacher and his wife also helped in the classroom. Children getting to school had to walk across a very large paddock.
The site of the school was not a good position. It was 30 yards from the main road, and as it was low-lying, was often very wet for 4 or 5 months each year.
In 1874, Mr. Ellis wrote to the Education Department asking for more improvements to his living conditions. In 1876, land was purchased 1 new kilometre to the south, which is where the present school sits now. A new schoolroom and attached residence were built on the 21st of December 1877. Mr. Ellis asked to occupy the new building.
First lessons were held during the week ending December 22nd, 1877. That same classroom is still in use today. It is used as the staff room, the office and staff room.
The following names belonging to the first families at the school, they were Lithgow, Stratman, Watt, Zager, and Penland.
Also another family of Lithgows, Duvar, Tully, Sale, and Murrah.
The children's ages range between 4 and 16 years.
Tom Bamber, a past student, was at school between 1911 and 1918. He remembers how they used slates and pencils. Tom didn't like school very much.
Tom liked to go to Ewing Station to get the mail on the way back. On the way back, they would visit Mrs. Fraser in Cambus Road and get a biscuit or cake. Of course, the teacher wasn't happy.
Tom's father was a blacksmith in Coldstream.
Therese Armstrong, who was a student at the school between 1919 and 1921, then again between 1925 and 1927, remembered how they learnt things parrot fashion. The story we have to share with the school on the 100th anniversary of in 1989.
This is a poem Therese wrote when she first started school, and she had never forgotten it.
Would you read the poem, Bailey?
Yes, I can. However little I may be, I still too can plant a tree. Someday it will grow so high, way up into the sky, spreading its leafy branches wide on a sultry summer's day. People resting there would say, how good, great and wise was she who thought to plant the shady tree.
Thank you, Bailey. We will take a break and have our first song. I chose this song for Mum and Mrs. Cole. Enjoy, Country Girl by Luke Bryan.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. In my big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up, gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud, gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, up on the toolbox, it don't matter, down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ spinning that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child, the cattle in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish.
like a dandelion in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you. For the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on. And the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Oh, country girl. Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Thanks, Luke. We have more of Therese Armstrong memories. She remembered that there were about 29 students attending the school. They were all in one class. Each Friday they would have spelling and tables tests. All students from grade 2 up had to know their tables. And guess what? We still have to learn our tables today.
Most children walk to school. Some rode ponies. The Price family, who lived in Tararara, came to school by horse and cart. They were often late for school.
When Therese was in grade 6, the head teacher was Mr. Crabtree. He had 4 sons and they all had to call him Sir, just like everyone else. The girls were taught to sew. They also learnt how to dock a sock, darn a sock, or patch some clothes.
Therese also remembered that she had a good time at school. No wireless television or phone. They read a lot and played games. Another memory was when they formed a guard of honour outside Coombe Cottage to welcome Dame Nellie Melba home from her trip overseas.
Jim Fraser, another past pupil, was at the school between 1922 and 1930. He remembered his first teacher who would give sharp raps over the knuckles. I'm glad that doesn't happen now.
We will share more stories about our school when we are here next.
I'm enjoying all these stories from the past.
So am I.
The library van comes each Monday to school. We can borrow books to take home.
Our teacher likes to read to us. Nick is reading Billionaire Boy to us.
And Mrs. Cole likes to read to the 1-2 class every day. They really enjoy the stories.
Today we will be reading a story that was written by Mem Fox and illustrated by Julie Vias. It's called Possum Magic.
Once upon a time, but not very long ago, deep in the Australian bush lived 2 possums. Their name were Hush and Grandma Poss.
Grandma Poss made bush magic. She made wombats blue and kookaburras pink.
She made dingo smile and emu shriek. But the best magic of all was the magic that Hush invisible.
What adventures Hush had. Because she couldn't be seen, she could be squashed by koalas.
Because she couldn't be seen, she could slide down kangaroos.
Because she couldn't be seen, she was safe from snakes, which is why Grandma Poss had made her invisible in the first place.
But one day, quite unexpectedly, Hush said, Grandma, I want to know what I look like. Please, could you make me visible again?
Of course I can, said Grandma Poss, and she began to look through her magic books.
She looked in this book and she looked in that. There was no for thin.
And magic for fat, and magic for tall, and magic for small.
But the magic she was looking for wasn't there at all.
Grandma Puss looked miserable. "Don't worry, Grandma," said Hush. "I don't mind."
But in her heart of hearts, she did. All night long, Grandma Puss thought and thought. The next morning, just before breakfast, she shouted,
"It's something to do with food."
"People food? No, not Puss food. But I can't remember what. I'll just have to try and find it."
So later that day, they left the bush where they'd always been to find what it was that would make Hush seen. They ate Anzac biscuits in Adelaide, Morai in Minties in Melbourne,
steak and salad in Sydney, and pumpkin scones in Brisbane.
Bush remained invisible. "Don't lose heart," said Grandma Puss. "Let's just see if we can find something in Darwin."
It was there, in far north of Australia, they found a Vegemite sandwich.
Grandma Puss crossed her claws and crossed her feet.
Hush breathed deeply and began to eat.
"A tail, a tail," shouted both possums at once. For there, it was a brand new visible tail.
Later, on a beach in Perth, they ate a piece of pavlova. Hush's legs appeared. So did her body.
"You look wonderful, you precious little possum," said Grandma Puss. "Next up, Tasmania."
And they went over the sea. They went into Hobart late one night. In the kitchens of a casino, they saw a lemon tin on a plate.
Hush closed her eyes and nibbled.
Grandma Puss held her breath and waited. "It's worked, it's worked," she cried. And she was right. Hush could be seen from head to tail.
Grandma Puss hugged Hush and they both danced. Here we go around the Lamington plate till early in the morning.
From that time onwards, Hush was visible.
But once a year on her birthday, she and Grandma Puss ate a Vegemite sandwich, a piece of pavlova,
and half a Lamington, just to make sure that Hush stayed invisible forever.
And she did.
What a terrific story. We know that the kids at school love it.
What about another song? I've chosen The Final Countdown by Europe.
Thank you.
have a lot of interesting activities coming up. The grade 1s and 2s are off to golf next Tuesday, and the grade 3, 4, 5, 6s will be having their golf session on Friday, March the 15th.
The Harmony Day performance by C and Chulbara will be held on March 21st. He is an Indigenous entertainer. He dances, tells stories, he is a comedian, he sings, and he plays the didgeridoo. We can't wait to see him.
Grades 3, 4, 5s, and 6s have athletics at Morrison Reserve on Friday, March 22nd.
The whole school swimming program starts on March the 25th and ends on March the 29th of March. We swim at the Hillsville Indoor Pools for an hour each day.
On the 2nd of April, we are off to see the city. We're off to the city to see Billionaire Boy at the Playhouse Theatre, and then a visit to the art gallery. We will go on the train to the city. Our parents drop us off at the station and collect us there too.
Our school photos will be taken on Tuesday the 26th of March. Isn't that your birthday, Flick?
Yes, it is, Captain. I'll be 11 years old.
It's time for my song, Counting Stars by OneRepublic. I hope you like it.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong. Doing the right thing. I could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. And I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me
makes me feel alive.
Now has everyone got a paper and pen ready to take down our contact details?
Our new website is up and running. Everyone who wishes to log on see what we are about, please log on to www.yearingps.gov.vic.edu.au. Also, our email address is yearing.ps@edumail.vic.gov.au.
If you miss that information, just Google Yearing Primary School and there you will find all our contact numbers, and there are also fantastic pictures of the original school building.
Great job, Kipton, for your first time on Yarra Valley. It's now time to head back to school.
Goodbye. Have an awesome day.
Toodaloo, and have a great day. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad.
Cheerio. Hope you liked my song choice, Mrs. Colwyn, Mum. Have a good day. Bye.